several years ago in Yeshiva, we were learning the third parak of Maseches Ksubos of El Naris. So it was a whole complicated sugya, a lumdish sugya, about if a kohen gadol is ma'anes a woman, is married, not married, psula, ba'ula, how long? We've said 2 weeks on the sugya of kohen gadol, ma'anes a psula. So then one of my tamidim, it's me, mystic kid. So he came to me afterwards, after she said, Rebbe, I don't understand. He said, it's a kohen gadol, ma'anes, why is he still the kohen gadol? What's going on exactly? Like, is this case like real? So I said, I appreciate your sensitivity, but that's not the point of the sugya. I said, it's a very important, you know, moral, ethical question you can ask in a different context. When you learn to read Ksubas, that's the wrong question to be asking. He said, you got to learn all the lumdus and everything, and within licht in this world of a crazy machine, like a crazy case, but all the dash ever happened, is lumdus and teres Hashem Tamimah, and every lumdus and every nekuda has to be analyzed through the world of Ion Rav. Like I say, the same thing we're learning at sugya now. So last week we handed off the sugya with Estman, Usra, Taira, Filu, Baal, Imo. We're discussing it. If somebody would listen to the outside, they'd be Mamish Meshugoyim. We're learning the sugya of Estan Zaynef, the person who's Mezanev, his own mother, but licked in this and the tumas. So licked is the Taras Hashem Tamim, she was Nafesh, the Yesoda, Yesodos, in terms of the entire sugya of Kimmel Dramen, it hinges upon how to understand Pshat in this. So don't get bogged down with the superficial, you know, with the externals of the sugya. Let's see if we can try to understand the Oimek HaDvarim here of this statement that Rav Esen HaZatar Filu Ba'al Yuma, because this is going to become the secret to understanding what's going on in Masech HaZadhed in the sugya above Machteris. So we have definitely been spending a lot of time on the sugyas of Kilmud Ravine. We haven't quite finished it yet. Definitely spending a significant time on Kilmud Ravine. And last week, we really bumped into, for the first time, a fundamental question about the very p'tur of Kilmud Ramine. Is Kilmud Ramine just a din in Beis Din? It's a p'tur in Beis Din. Maybe Beis Din's hands are tied. They can't make you pay for the house that you burnt down on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, are you chayif to pay? And the Olmos Elyonim, indeed in Shemayim, are you chayif to pay? Avad and avad, you chayif to pay. And, parenthetically, there may be some repercussions, even in Olam Hazeh, from that assumption, but we're not sure yet what they are. So that's one way of understanding Kilmud Ramine, that it's a p'tur in Beis Din, but in terms of the Yetzer B'chiyah, the Chiyah is there. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's not what Kilmud Ramine is. Maybe the Kilmud Ramine means that there's no Chiyah at all. B'chiyah gavna l'chiyah tayr. There's no Chiyah to pay for the house you burnt down. There's no Chiyah to pay if you hurt your Yecheva b'aviv imo, Yechad Nisif Machav of imo, and you happen to break their own law. You're not chayav to pay. Kach gazra Torah. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. Not in dini Adam. Not in dini Shemayim. So it's unclear from many many sugyas just what Kilmud Ramine is all about in terms of dini Shemayim. So Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin in our sugya has a raya from the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Ayin that Kilmud Ramine is in fact chayav in dini Shemayim, and because of that raya, that caused a lot of trouble, caused a lot of confusion in the sugya Sanhedrin about Bava Machteres. But before we get to that confusion again, let's just backpedal for a moment. What was the Raya of Tosfos? The Raya hinges upon one statement, and that was the Gemara Bava Kamma. Those were Bava Kamma. We can take a look at it again. And Daf Ayin Amud Beis. It's 5 lines from the bottom. The famous statement of Rava, Esna Nasra Torah Vafilu Bo'al Imo. The sugya of Esten Zona only applies when the eston, or the item, the sheep, is given to the zona in lieu of the act of pritzos, in lieu, for lack of a better term, the services that are rendered, that becomes an eston. If a person decides that the goodness of his heart to send a gift, he's mezana with a woman, and he sends her a gift as a matona, that's a matona, it's not an eston zona. So it's understood that eston is presupposing that there is an obligation, there's a chiyuv to pay that esther. But also, that's not called an esther. So it's with that background that Rava raises the question, what would the din be if a person has boiled his mother? Because by doing so, at the same time that he incurs the chiyuv of, and again, we're going to use these terms, these are the din amamistic terms, at the time that he incurs the chiyuv of schiris poilim, of paying for her, for the agreement that he made to pay her for her, for the act of znus, simultaneously, he's chayav misa Beis Din for being mezana with his mother. So comes Rav and said, I would have said that that's not called an eston zayin. I could have made a very, very lumdish case, that's not called an eston zayin. Why is that? Because Kibbutz Ramine kicks in, and Kibbutz Ramine says that you're not chayav to pay for the Schiris Polim, any chayav that you incurred, Bishas Misa, you're potter from. So there's no chayav to pay the Schiris Polim. When you gave it to her, it was simply a matana bi'alma. That's not called an Eslan. So Kamash Volan, that's wrong, says Rav. And Rav had Pasuk, and Tesis tries to find what the Pasuk is. That's the Kach Nimra Loch, Eslan Astafil Baliman. But why is it so? The Habimin was really good. The Habimin made a lot of sense. That shouldn't be an Eslan, because you weren't Chayim. The Kimim Dramine. So here's where the Gemara starts to fill in the pieces of that puzzle. Why is it that Eslan Astafil Baliman? So come to the Gemara says, if she would come and ask us for the money, for the sheep that he promised her, we wouldn't tell him he's b'chuyif to do it, because this is kibbutz ramine. So why is it an esnon? Even though she would be tevei him in dinei adam, lo aminin leizil havla, we would not tell him he has to give it to her. Kevan d'chiyoyv lo havi esnon. But if he gives it to her, it's chawan or shen esnon. There's a piece in the Gemara missing. The missing link doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara built up this gewaltig habamina, this tremendous chiddush that it shouldn't be an esnon, shouldn't be an esnon, shouldn't be an esnon, because there's no chiyuv to give it. Now the Gemara says, kevan d'chiyoyv lo havi esnon, but if he gives it, it's an esnon. What's the missing piece? So both Rashi and Tosis say the missing piece is, let's say, Sidei Shemayim. It's munach in this Gemara that even though you're not mechuyim in Beis and Shamata, and since you are mechuyim in Beis and Shamala, that's called an Eslan. That's the missing piece of this Gemara. That's the syllable on Eslan Eslan Tafil Boliman. So the Emma says this Tosis, this Rashi, this Tosis is mechudishtik on two levels. First of all, it's taking a stand in Ashayla, which is far from Pasha in the Gemara, that there's a chivin in Dini Shemayim. But there's something even more profound in this Tosis. What's so mechudish about this tesis? It's a bizarre word, tesis say. It's a big pella what tesis say. On the level of the horizon, we're trying to paskin up, is this sheep an eston or not? That's our shot. We want to stand in the base of Mikdosh, to say that after we brought the korban, we want to know, kosher apostle. So the only piece of information that matters is, was it given as a chiyuv for the services, or was it given as a gift? So if you would ask me, how do you determine whether someone is mechuyev to give something? What standards, what barometer do you use to measure the degree of chiyuv when you're trying to be kaveya, whether this is an esnon or not? I would say you open up choshev mishpat. Alukham shechunach. Vishtet and shechunach. Vishtet and beis din. So comes Tosfos and says, no, that's exactly the breakthrough of Rava. The chiddush number two of Rava is, not only is there a chiyuv to say shemayim, that's halbut's chiddush. The bigger chiddush is that because there's a chiyuv and din shemayim, that is kaveya, that changes the very nature of the esnon, even b'olam hazeh. It's chalon, and it creates on, it transforms it to be a tashlumin, b'teres chiyuv, and that is teifes on, and then esnon that passes it from the korban b'olam hazeh. I'm going to tell you, there's not the mizbech shom, not basically shom malah, there's not mishkeh Hashem k'ni yadech, I'm talking about in this world. So that's quite a breakthrough in Tosfos. That a discussion, a chiyuv mumminess in Beis and Shomala can change the essence of an asin in Beis and Shomata, which would impact on Kabbalah's and love of their Isa. That's a loaded, loaded statement. That's a pleasure reason to come on. Esther does a tough feeling, Boliman.
If it's not a
chiyuv,
it's matana, she could offer as a korban?
Absolutely. Lech right. It's like any other gift. She got a birthday gift from someone. So he happens to be a zoin, it doesn't make it possible. Only called it Eston, that's the name of the Chef, so Eston Zoyna means. An Eston that was given, the Torah's Eston, that's called an Eston. Sure, that's not Eston Zoyna.
Also, seems funny that Scarf
Home
would be considered
to
be part of
Hamlet Midrash. Oh, well, you're three steps ahead of us, okay? Oh.
The other thing is that we're assuming there's a big Kaddish of this time in Nishmah, but are we saying that you are Moshe Chayef to pay, but basically can't force you to pay? Or really there's no condition with the debt of at all, and there's only the Nishmayim? Like, is maybe the fact that you're only Chayef to pay with the Nishmayim is another way of saying you really Chayef to pay, but basically can't force you to pay?
Well, I mean, look, Orif is right. I hear the nuance of difference, but Tachlis, push comes to shove, in this world, Beis and Shamata can't do it. So, what is it if it's not a Beis and Shamata?
But that's assuming that the only way something in Kosher Mishpat is really true is it basically converts you to Peah. But there could be, I'm saying...
Right, so that becomes very, very fine line. There may be a nuance of that halacha between almost like a theoretical, like a religious kind of an obligation versus a monetary obligation that just right now the basin can't enforce. There may be a little bit of a nuance of difference. Right now, with Tosfos is not drawing that distinction here.
Let's go with the other side for me, that there's no chiyuv at all. If he goes and gives it to her as an esnam, but if there's no chiyuv at all, the halacha is going to say it's not an esnam.
Right, it's a matana. That's right. It's a gift. That's right. That's exactly what the Gemara says. That's right. That's Leishtet in the Gemara. So comes Tosfos, that Tosfos and Hedrin that we read together last week. And Tosfos, because they're so convinced that that's what the Gemara meant by Esnas HaTorah, they posed a problem, they posed a challenge. Remember the challenge from last week? Rava didn't want to accept those goats that were stolen because he was chayshesh that maybe there was a sugya of kibbutz drama here. Maybe the Ganav didn't have to pay. And the emesis wasn't really true, they really didn't have to pay. But Rava wanted the extra from not to accept those goats, the stolen goats back. The chashash, maybe there was a ptur from kibbutz drama. So Taisa said, but the chavit says tishimayim anyway. So of course Rabbi should accept it. So Tosfos then also hits about the kasha with the teretz, the kasha teretz. So it's clear from Tosfos' kasha, that Tosfos understood that this klal of the Gemara, Esed HaTorah, which Tosfos understood to mean Chibetz Deshemayim, is true by all cases of Kilmid Ramine. There's nothing unique about this case of Esnan. This is the same as burning down houses on Shabbos, punching parents, stealing things above Machtereses. This is a klal that permeates all of Kilmid Ramine. It's a chayv, it's a shemayim. It's clear from Tosfos Kash. Let's use this Gemara as the Kash. So they say, I said to the Maamar Kamos, a chiddush Yaran in Maseches Sanhedrin on our sugya. Let's take a look at the Chiddush Aran. We'll pick it up from Diakate. It's the first word in line is Diakate. It's about where it starts at Adrinani Halei. Did it come through on the phone? No. Didn't come through. Chiddush Aran, did it come through?
Just
near. Oh, the Miri did? Oh, my goodness.
In the right column?
Yeah, the right column. No?
Wrong from last week?
No. No, I'm sorry.
This Chiddush Aran Yuri.
Also, wait. Yes, picture. I'll send it to you. Hold on. Okay. I sent both. I thought I sent both. Let's take a look. It's chaval to miss this one. So when did it go? I made a copy of it. Should be. Just came in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's pick it up from the word diakati. The kate hera ganovim tzrich latzeis de shemayim lahachsa mashadol menish lekedin. That lemaisa the ganovim were chayav to. There's a reason why I leave the phone off. So again, the kate hera ganovim tzrich latzeis de shemayim lahachsa mashadol menish lekedin. Afa bishlohayim chayavim lahachsa b'dinei yadam. So the Ran said the same question as Tosfos. Isn't there a chiyuv latzeis de shemayim? The haraya. What's the raya that you chayav latzeis de shemayim? Me'abidim brecha polim. It's the same Gemara in Gomitzia. Esta nasa Torah filu ba'olimo. Kloma. Afa pishu potabina esnan, even though he's not really chayef to pay her. Mipnei is chayef in apsho, because he's chayef misa. Afa pichin tzorachu lasei slah esnan la lekayim dvarav. But lemais he has to give it to her. V'kev chikein chala mister esnan. V'asa lakrivai. Koshkin kancha, mamash lachem yadush, eni bedin shakvu bishusam. Chinam kachin shua toysazam. Mamash toysaz kasha. The tirates are Rabbeinu David Zell. So Rabbeinu David was one of the Talmidim of the Ramban. The tirates are Rabbeinu David Zell. The low dummy. The hosam gavi esnon. Tzori ha'odom lamod b'diburo. Afa bishle yischai min hadin. What did Rabbeinu David just say? In the sugi of esnon asetorah, in order for it to be an esnon, you, quote-unquote, have to give it to her. Not according to Chayshim Mishpat. You have to give it to her. For whatever reason, halachically, you have to give it to her. That transforms it to become an esnan. Why do you have to give it to her in the sugya of esnan? What makes you chayef to give it to her, quote-unquote? What? Because you gave your word. You agreed to give it to her. You hired her. Midvashet ketuchah. You gave your word. What did the Shiran just say? In one fell swoop. What did Rabbeinu David just say? It's not pshat that every case of kimla yechayv letzeis neshamayim lohayet v'am yudlum. If you burn a guy's house down on Shabbos, you're pumped legamri, baby din yod ben neshamayim. There's a quirk in the kimla of esnon because you gave your word, it's emes. Emes is what's mechayv you to give it to her. Aval kan, in the case of Bob Machteres, if you really acquire these goats with your own blood, namely Kimlei, Lefis Rosh Hashanah, if you hold that Kimlei applies here, it totally, completely belongs to the Ganovim. There's no Inyan of Hashava. Nishti Neodom, Nishti Neshimayim. There's no difference whether you return it or not. You want to give a gift to the guy, give him the hay, but that's not a Torah's tashlumen on it. And at the end, the Ran says, "Elu devar v'tzorchin." The Ran's not so sure. Rabbeinu David said it was right. It's tzorchin. So there's a major machloikis now that just emanated between Tosis and Rabbeinu David as to how to understand the breakthrough of Rava. Kuleyama pligi. That there's some non-based in chiyuv here that's creating esnan. That everybody agrees. But the machlekes, the taizer, the David is, what is that non-based in chiyuv? Is it the din klali, that all kimlei ramines kai with it, b'chiyuv says deshimayim? Or is it a din proti, localized in a case of esnan, completely irrelevant to Sanhedrin, above machteres, of honesty, you have to keep your word. Major machlekes, taizer, the David. But Rabbi said the common denominator in both of these shittas is that in real Cheshen Nishman, the real Rosh Hashanah, in the world of Beis Din Shamata, you do not have to give her this esnan. And therefore, Bein L'Tais, Bein L'Bein Adovet, it's still a chiddush that it's Chal on Nishem Esnan. I'll tell you a secret. I think now Bein Adovet is even greater chiddush than Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, we can almost call it a chiyuv tashlumin in Dinei Shemayim. According to Rabbeinu David, it's not even a chiyuv tashlumin in Dinei Shemayim. What is it? It's an honesty beyond. It's midvashek ketuchah. I would never tell a lie in Dinei Shemayim. It doesn't matter. Any chiyuv ki who's there, bein b'beis in shamata, bein b'beis in shamala, transforms this sheep to becoming nishke matar b'yama. It's taifas on Hashem Esther. I think Rabbeinu David is a greater chiddush than Tosfos. So again, I don't want to judge between the pros and cons of the Rishonim, but Rabbeinu David's shtipul Torah is almost more difficult than Rechad Esnan per se, that this quasi honesty, morality, ethical obligation to your word creates a din of psul karbonos with their isa. That's a huge chiddush. On the other hand, the advantage of Rabbeinu David is that you don't get into trouble without sugya 9 days in Sanhedrin because there's nothing to do with Bava Teres. The advantage of Tosfos over Rabbeinu David is that at least it's a chiyuv moment, albeit it isn't Shemala, but it's a shame chiyuv moment. The disadvantage of Tosfos Pshat is that to get into a big pickle with the Gemara about Machteres, they have to give the whole Shiva Torah from last week.
If you say that his chiyuv emanates because he violated a lo ta'aseh the Torah.
Well, it's chiyuv what? Chiyuv to do what?
It's chiyuv to pay.
To pay the Esav. No.
It was because he was over an Esav of lo yachal baro.
You mean, no, honestly, yeah, I wouldn't call you. It's about mitzvah shekhet yochach. I would say he has to keep his word. He gave his word.
What do you mean to give him his word? Because you're not allowed to violate your word.
So you want to know what is that halacha? That what is the mechayev to give your word?
I'm asking. I have a feeling that it's not a good question, but I just want to understand. If his chiyuv emanates from his violating a lo taaseh, so why can't I say that you have a chiyuv to pay for it because you burned the house? That there's a lo taaseh, I'm not allowed to destroy your property.
No, I would leave out the words Losa said. I think Losa says making things more complicated.
It sounds like it's almost a benazam al mako in the same time. Of course, they're not. But you made a deal with this.
Right, that's what the Brown is. That's what the Dove is saying. You made a deal. I mean, you gave your word. So honestly, you have to keep your word. You know, Hint said that. You have to be honest and upright.
And Kimble would not excuse that.
It's not that Kimble doesn't excuse that. You're not. Kimle addresses chiyuv of teshlumin, so you're not really chuyuv al tzedek. It's not a din of mamonos tikkadin. It's an honesty tikkadin.
So what about, why would you apply that to breaking somebody's vow when you?
So you want to know that if I, why don't you?
Because like,
I never agreed to when I steal something from you. I didn't give my word to return it.
No, but if I stole it. If I come into your house and I knock over a jar, an expensive item.
But I didn't agree to do that. That's not honesty. That's called a mazik, that honesty.
If it would be nothing in the Torah, if I hire somebody to do something, and I say I'm going to pay him, and he does the job, do I need the Torah to
pay? Oh, okay. So you are you offering a third shot to try to defend Rabbeinu David?
I think I'm going to be a step beyond.
Oh, you're heading. We're going to see what that third step is going to take us in a second.
Same in the case of Rabbeinu David, Esam. So isn't this more of an idea of what you as if you hire?
Well, Bayim, if he ties Bayim for your Adovah, Bayim is not enforcing anything yet.
Putting aside whether or not Kimle, the case of the reason Kimle doesn't apply to is another on Shabbos, you're tied for Shabbos, but it's something that in and of itself, Bayim can enforce if you broke or debt your debit. But if you haven't necessarily, in case of Esau, you may agree with that. Honestly, that's not something Bayim can enforce.
Bayim can't enforce honesty.
Right, I'm saying
that's
not. It's therefore.
It's not the parish of Kimle. Right. So I want to take Reb Parel and go plug what Reb Parel was starting to say into a Rishon. That's the third Rishon. That did make it in the original text. That's the Niri. It's the Niri and Baba Kama. It's the paragraph that begins with Chachmer Tzafatim. The Chachmer Tzafatim mechatshim bezu shita acheres. Lomar sha'af beizdin mechayvin litain esnon apachayvin misos. What the Chachmer Tzafatim about Tosfos? We don't have this Tosfos. What did they say, the Chachmer Tzafatim? Against Tosfos, against Iran, against the Ben of David. The entire premise of our discussion is that Kimle b'Ramine exempts you from actually paying a Chashim Mishpati Esnan. No, it doesn't. You know why it doesn't? Now, Reb Parel could fill in. You know why it doesn't?
You made a deal.
What does it have to do with Kimle b'Ramine? It's a combination of what Rav Simcha and Reb Parel was saying. Kimle b'Ramine means when there's a Yischaibas HaTorah, there's a chayv of mazik. There's a chayv of choyvel. There's a chayv of gana. But if you have what's called the ischayvus midas, you entered into an agreement with somebody. You're chayv to keep your agreement. Chashem Mishpat says, you have to be mechayv, but you will mechayv yourself. What's that have to do with Kimle b'Ramine? And that's the reason why you take a chayv. What Rava said, esen ha-satayra filu ba'al imam, it does not mean you're potter, but we kind of snuck in through a back door, or there's some other kind of a chiyuv, or some low-level chiyuv, in Shemayim, or keeping your word. No zok techach metzafad, no zok temiri. Esenas haTorah filu baliva means that, guess what? This is a chiyuv and based in Shemata. This is not covered by yes, by Kim Grant, it doesn't touch his chayas midasis. If that's the case, what's the tremendous advantage of this pshat? There are so many advantages of this pshat. First of all, the whole Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't even get into a problem, b'chlal. It also, it ultimately disagrees with what we had so much trouble digesting before. We had so much trouble with this idea that you're not really chayav, but we're going to call it an estan anyway. You know why? Because of some ilmas al yayinim, whether ilmas al yayinim is din shemayim, or the yayinim is honesty. So that's going to change hocus pocus into an estan. We couldn't really, we didn't really understand that. Taisa said it, hold on. We had a munas al chom to now. So up to me, no. You don't have to have a munas. It's not true. It's partially not true. What's the problem with this?
What? Can you make a deal to do another?
Yeah, made a deal. Made a deal, Lachel. You have a little mahani? You have to go to the season tomorrow. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think it's a problem. What's the problem with this pshat? In Sanhedrin's gevaldik. In Lomdus is gevaldik. What's a disaster for this pshat? Let's go back to the Gemara, but come. What's the Gemara say? V'yodam k'roi b'chama, 5 months of the madam. Esen asatayva filabal imo. V'i tovalei kaman bedina. Mi aminalei kum havla esnan. El afa gav d'chi katovalei bedina lo aminalei zil havla ke in chiyav lave esnan. What are we talking about? What in the world are you talking about? What does he say in the next line? Back to the Miri. Ein gorsin bekan mi amin leizil shlim, elavade amin leizil shlim. That entire 2 lines in the Gemara, mamash don't exist. Mamash don't exist. If you listen really carefully to the flow of the Gemara, it doesn't sound like Gemara. You listen to it a little bit. It's a very, very, very wordy. It doesn't sound like a red classic line in the Gemara. I'm not going to conjecture whether this was added by the Samaroyim of the next generation, whether some. I'm not going to say. The Chlal did not have these 2 lines in the Gemara. The Chlal did not have these 2 lines. Rashi and Tosfos had it, and the Rav had it, but the Meir clearly did not have these 2 lines in the Gemara. He says it. So Rabbi Sai, we have a major rewrite of Rishonim. What's going on with Esther Nasu Torah? What is the breakthrough of Esther Nasu Torah? According to Tosfos, it's an unbelievable chiddush about all of Kibbutz Ramin. He said all of Kibbutz Ramin is a chayim din shemayim. According to the Ran, it's a very, very small breakthrough that if and when you chayav a chayim divarcha in honesty and integrity, so then we're going to call it an esron. And according to the Miri, neither of those two pshatim are right. Yitaka or chayav. Yichayav in dine beis in shamat, and that's why it's an esron. So no matter how you slice it, we're really learning Sanhedrin. This is all just an introduction to Sanhedrin. Because Agamar told the story about Rava who refused to accept the goats because he was concerned maybe it's a chashash to come around. According to the Meiri, obviously, there's no kasha at all, there's no Dina Shemayim altogether. According to the Rav, there's no Dina Shemayim. According to Tosfos, there was Dina Shemayim. So Tosfos gave it terrorists last week. Rava didn't want to accept it unless they really wanted to give it wholeheartedly. They were just giving it to be a Yotz Dina Shemayim. They weren't really giving it wholeheartedly. He didn't want to take it. Rabbi Sai, now we move on to the next Nakuda in the Sugya. And let's take the Sugya one step further. And that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So comes the Gemara Bava Metzia that said Aleph Amud Aleph and says the exact same story. Esther Nasa Tarfil Bolivah, with a little bit of a different context, but it says the same Kizmah. And Rashi on the spot gives you a longer Megillah to explain to you what's the Yesod HaStor for the Baal Ibo, basically the gist of Chiyuv Deshimayim. But it took Tosfos too long to say it, takes Rashi a long, long time to say it, but Rashi says the same thing. But then Rashi adds something that does not appear in Bava Kamma. So it's the Rashi, it's, if you look in the Gemara itself, it's about five lines up from the bottom of the Gemara. If you see the little Rebbe Kivager star, you know, a little dot there from Rebbe Kivager, Inami Itofis, on the Rashi. It's about five lines up from the end of the Gemara. In the middle of the Rashi, first one line is Shei Shalim. Rashi says, Inami, you want to know what Esther Nasatar Fil Baliba means? Yechayev Adin Shemayim, that's all true. Inami Itofis, Lomafkinon Minei, Kach Shemate Pi Meri Hazokin. What did Rashi's Rebbe just add on to this whole mix? Not only is every kibbutz drama nichayim din shemayim, but there are ramifications in this world to that. You know what the ramifications are? The magic word, tfisa. Tfisa works. And all kibbutz drama, for that matter, tfisa works. I burn down your house on Shabbos, the din is a potter. Guess what? It's a $10,000 damage. You go ahead and you take my $10,000, you take my car. Bezos is not going to make you give it back. You a typeface. Person wounds his parent, this chayim is Beis Din, potter from Tashlumin. If the parent goes ahead and is typeface, the tfisa works. Eser Nasa Torah, you don't have to pay her. Mikra didn't have to pay her. In the Shemayim, yeah, tfisa works. Rashi in Bava Kamma does not say that, does not add on that point about tfisa. Neither does Tosfos. To the best of my knowledge, the only place in Yishayim where it says Beferish that tfisa works is by this Rashi in Mavitzir Dach Tzadi Aleph, off the name of his Rebbe. This addition of Rashi, that Tfisa works, is going to cause significant problems in our Gemara. But before we get to those problems, let's see if we can just understand what those words mean, that Tfisa works. L'chora, what Rashi's Rebbe is saying, is the following Yisod. It's really building on the fact that Zechiv and Letzeis Neshimayim. If I go to your backyard and I grab your car, you know what that's called? It's not called Tfisa, you know what it's called? It's called Gezeila. What makes something Tfisa? Tfisa is a halachic concept that we really couldn't give it to you, but if you take it, it's okay, and you get to keep it. What Tfisa is presupposing is that you really chayev. In Dini Momentus, you're really truly chayev. It's just we can't do anything about it. If you decide to take the law into your own hands, give us a day, tfisa is going to work. That's what tfisa means. So this idea that Rashi is quoting from his Rebbe, that tfisa works by Kimmel of Dramine, this is much more in sync with Tosfos than is with Rabbeinu David. Because the country of Rabbeinu David, you're not really chayiv mamonis. There's no chayiv mamon, bein to bein, shemal to bein, shemal. It's an integrity, honesty story. Up in Hilchos Mesilas Yesharim, you have to keep your word. But according to Tosfos, that's mamash chiyuv gomer in dinim mamonis. Du bist chayiv to pay the guy. It's just we bathed in his hands are tied. So Rashi, and he's pointing from his Rebbe that whenever you have such a parsha, if there's a chiyuv gomer, it's just the bathed in his hands are tied. That's when the sugya tefisa kicks in. How did Rashi know this? Where did Rebbe had to have a servant to this idea? Where did this idea come from? The tefisa works. Becha Tosfos, the tefisa works. So the Chora, the source for this idea that when there's a chiyuv, it's just the hands are tied, then tefisa becomes an option, is the Gemara in Bava Kamma. We're back to Bava Kamma. Common denominator of tonight's shiur is that we're learning Bavas, we just have it open. I didn't even put Sanhedrin on. I didn't even tell you to bring a Sanhedrin because that Rachmanas and people are schlepping to. Unless you bring all four in one, then it's the same. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Bava Kamma, which is probably the source of this idea of Rashi. The Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Tezayin, I'm sorry, Daf Tesvav, Daf Bava Beis, has a machlekes amaroyim that had to understand the lomdus of chatzi nezek of a short time. It's a very bloody thing, a short time. Animal gore is the first couple of times. I'll be very vague when I mean the first couple of times. To wait till Kolovoka, we're going to talk about that for the third prayer. But the first few times, the short gores, it's the only pay, chatzi nezek. It's a very bloody thing, chatzi nezek. Which way is it? It's the glass half empty, half full. So the Gemara quotes Machlokes Amaroyim. So So one Amir says that you don't really have to pay anything. You know why? It's such a mashuvik thing, it's such a crazy thing. We shouldn't have been oil al-adas, the animal's going to go wild and gore. Bishlama, the animal eats, the animal tramples, those are normal things animals do, so I have to be careful about that. The animal's going to go mashuvik, going to start biting and goring and bouncing and trampling, so it's not normal. And therefore, meikra did I really should be potter. So why do I have to pay? It's a kenasa Torah. The Torah says, just to get you to be a little bit more careful. But it's really it's a fine. It's not a real chiyuv. There's nothing, the word knas is when there's really no correlation between what you did wrong and what you paid. You did an aveir, you did something wrong, but we can't, there's no direct connection between the two. It's in the Moshe, I stole your animal and I shechted it. So I paid dalbehe. What does that have to do with the shechted your animal? I should pay you whatever the animal's worth. You didn't get money. Don't do anything. So that's a knasator. So a person is a mighty shame or lishtoy. It's just a mekhe. It's hundreds of us. What's the connection? It's a knas. It's a penalty. It's a fine. I've told all the story before that my first year in Kerry Avenue, I was on King George. And I crossed against the red light on King George. A policeman pulls me over and he hands me a ticket. I said, for what? He looks at the little red guy there, you know, and says, Varta Takvish. I said, I don't. It took me a while until I figured out what's going on. So I'll never forget his words to me. They stick out of him and says to me, it's a knas chinuchi. It's an educational fine, he said. He was minded, there's no connection, living or dead, between crossing against the red light and getting a 20 shekel knas. It's a knas chinuchi.
Prepared you for Los Angeles.
Yeah. So I can tell you one thing, that in all my years in Eretz Yisrael, I have never crossed at a red light by King George. What did I can tell you? Every time I'm on that street, I get like the shake and comes back. So it comes one day in the Gemara and says that there's no connection between paying chatzidezik and the fact that your animal gored because it wasn't really your fault. It's a kenasatur. The other day it said, no. You should have known your animal's going to go a little cuckoo today. You should be more careful. And the emes is you really should have to pay the full amount. So why are you only paying chatzidezik? Torah gave you a break. Torah rachmanus on you. It was only the first time, second time. You know, the Torah cut down, but it really corresponds to what you should be. You should pay the full amount. And fundamentally, you're paying the full amount, but we'll give you half off for today. So a very, very long dishamach like this. So you may be wondering, what's the difference? Is the cup half full, half empty? At the end of the day, you're paying the same 50%. What's the difference? It's a huge difference. Is it Mabon or Zekinas? One of the biggest nafkuminas is Bizman Hazeh. In order to pass get a shah in a knas, you need Bezin Smuchin, you need a Bezin that's smich, authentic smich, back from Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have that for the last 1500 years, 1700 years, we haven't had that. But at the end of the period, the Gemara didn't have that. So comes the Gemara with the following. Gemara says, Naftes Vavam Bez, that the Hashta the Amras, we'll pick it up from the first, is Mishum, it's about halfway down, Mishum. Hashta the Amras, Pavinska Knas, now that we just passed that Chatzi Nezik is just a Knas. Now Knas, Chatzi Nezik, is not just animals goring, basically it's any abnormal Nezik. Haikalba the Ochel Imri. If a dog eats a sheep, I'm sure, crazy. Yochel, that's a kalba, Yochel, the Shunra, doesn't eat a sheep, doesn't eat the gadja. Or if a Shunra, the Yochel Tanagayla, or a cat eats a chicken. Meshunahu, these are mundane things. These are not things that I don't adas. I have a dog, I have to expect that the dog's going to go and eat some of the sheep or something crazy. And therefore, it's a din of keren, it's a din of chatzinezek, v'lo begbinim in Bavel. And you can't collect that in Bavel, because in Bavel, the dayan in Bavel, at the end of the period of the Gemara, did not have smicha. And therefore, we can't pass any kenosis. The Gemara just qualifies, it's a big sheep, it's a little tiny sheep maybe, a big dog, little sheep, maybe that is normal. Okay, so when you have, every time the dayan in this case comes to court, you have to figure out, yeah, normal, nish normal. What's the next four lines that are critical, the next five lines? V'itofas l'mafkirin b'nei. But what if the nizuk grabs the dog? Or grabs something else? Grabs some tashlumin? We're not going to make him get it back. What's the sound that one of the Gemara? We talk some Kimine. What's the B.O.D. We talk some Kimine? Means just because we're in Chutz Loretz and Nebuchadnezzar, they don't smuch, it doesn't mean you're not chayav. About the chayav. So if you're chayav, we can't do it because there's a parshas HaTorah Ve'ilam Mishpatim that it can't be done in the Knesset without smuchim. But Bi'ikaron Yichayev. Come to Gemara and says, Bi'ikaron Yichayev, he tells them, give me a tefisa works. That's the parshas in the sugya. That's probably where Rashi's Rebbe got his idea from. He drew an equation on the blackboard between Dine Knesset without the Yom Smuchim and Kibra Midramine. The common denominator between the two is that both examples of Beis Din's hands are tied. We don't have jurisdiction in this case. Either because there's a Chiyah Misa Beis Din that pulls us out of the picture, Kibra Midramine, or because we're not an authentic Beis Din. We don't have the proper Smicha to judge this case. In both of these cases, the Din of Kibra Midramine is Afkofen Dayonim, the Din of Derem Kislach of Derem Sulis, Afkofen Dayonim, but the Chiyah is there. And when the Chiyah is there, then the Gemara says, like Tfisa Bahani. So the Chai Rashi's Rebbe is right on target. Nobody else said it. Rashi, but Vakama doesn't say it. Taisus for sure doesn't say it. The Shiran, nobody else said it, what Rashi's Rebbe said. Rashi himself, one place here, make one place Nish. So the Chora, this is going to hinge upon just what did this Gemara say or did it not say. We read it very, almost superficially. There are several ways to read this five words. There are more ways to read it than the words of itself. We talk about Kimine. Hopefully that's from next week. We have to go back to this line. We talk about Kimine and figure out what that does or does not mean. Figure out what Tfisa works, when Tfisa works, when Tfisa doesn't work, what the ramifications of Tfisa are for Kimine Dramine. And then ultimately go back to that Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and see why the existence or lack of Tfisa is going to become critical in terms of understanding why Rava refused to accept those goats. So we still got a lot of work cut out for us. That should be put together the final touches of those goats for next week. Okay.